بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله الطاهرين الطيبين. السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters. We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts all of our worships and He forgives us in this month and helps us progress to become the best of His servants, the best of His believers, the best of the mu'mineen, the ones that have a good station and status with Him, inshallah. On the 16th day of this blessed month, the dua we have is as follows. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma waffiqni fi limuwafiqati al-abrar wa jannibni fihi murafaqati al-ashrar wa awini fihi birahmatika ila dar al-qarar bi-ilahiyyatika ya ilaha al-alam. O Allah, waffiqni, give me the ability, give me the strength, help me to do what? لِمُوَافَقَةِ الْأَبْرَارِ, that I start to become closer and more similar in my views, in my conduct, in my behavior with Al-Abrar, the righteous. Help me start to become or moving towards and conforming with my deeds, my thoughts, my qualities. Make them such or make me such that I start conforming with that which the Abrar have. موافقة الأبرار. In different ways, as I said. The way we view things, everything in this world. The way we view the world itself and it being the creation of God. Belief in Allah and that we are all His creatures, His creations. In the way the Abrar see what is going on around them. The way the Abrar see society, the different trends in society, the way the Abrar treat one another, the way the Abrar and the righteous worship, everything, muwafaqa, to have that wifq, to have that coming together and conforming and being in line with the thoughts, the deeds, the behavior, the characteristics, the features of the Abrar. Allahumma waffiqni fih li muwafaqati al-Abrar. So we're sort of seeing a distance between ourselves and the Abrar, which is a good thing. Sometimes we feel, we have this feeling of self-righteousness, and I'm a great person. Here, when we have this dua, we are considering ourselves at a distance from the Abrar, and we're saying, God, help me, help my thoughts, my beliefs, my characteristics, my behavior, my treatment of others, my worship, all of that, start conforming with what the Abrar are thinking and doing and behaving. Now, one thing that comes from this passage of the dua and seems to be, instead of just simply having a very spiritual meaning that involves thoughts, beliefs, and the conduct, it also has a social meaning as well. What is that? You have the righteous, the best of believers, that I am either hopefully maybe close to or maybe part of them to an extent, but there's a mass. There is a group of believers that are moving in a direction. When they are moving in a direction, we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help me conform with them, be with them, be in agreement with them, be in agreement with the Abrar in everything, as we said, including the social events that happen, the social, even political events that happen. Sometimes we don't like to talk about these concepts in the context of spirituality, which is very wrong. One can't be spiritual but in their political views does not conform with the abrar, does not agree with the abrar, does not agree with the righteous, but agrees with the kuffar and the fujar, the disbelievers and the wrongdoers. One of the important things that we're asking here is, God, help me be in agreement with the abrar, the righteous, in all of my views. That we all, if I'm hopefully one of the abrar currently, that we're all moving in the same direction and the right direction, the right path. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next passage to help us avoid something. وَجَنِّبْنِي فِيهِ. You help me keep away from what? مُرَافَقَةَ الْأَشْرَارِ. Having rifq towards ashrar, towards evil doers, wicked people may be looking very dressed up, very neat, very presentable, but they're very wicked. They're shar, evil, and they do shar, they do evil in different ways, whether it's apparent and evident, the savage killings that happen in the world that are ordered by certain people and carried out by others, ordered by the world evil powers and carried out by the ignorant in regions, by the evil ignorant people in the regions. The Ashrar, oh Allah, help me avoid and not be one of those that is murafaqah. Rifq means to have not being in agreement. It's not even that. When it comes to the Ashrar, we're not just asking God, help me not be in agreement with them. But we're saying not to have rifq, softness. Even if you disagree with someone, you might want to be, and there are cases that you will be soft towards believers. If there are believers that have a misunderstanding, have some issues in their practice, you may have that. But in dealing with that, you want to have rifq. We have this in the hadith. Have softness, don't be harsh. Having harshness is not good. But when it comes to the ashrar, the evildoers, says, let us not, and help us, and keep us away from مرافقة الأشرار. Showing softness to the ashrar. No, you need to be take very tough stances, very robust against the ashrar. There is no softness towards the ashrar. And this is important. Sometimes, unfortunately, believers, we are the opposite. We are not able to do these two. We're supposed to be in agreement with the abrar, with the righteous, and not even show softness to the ashrar, to the criminals, to the evil people, those who are spreading corruption and evil throughout the globe. Sometimes we're the opposite. We're not in agreement with the abrar, with the righteous. We criticize them, we criticize their righteous views. And when it comes to the ashrar, the people that are the source of all corruption in the world, we show softness to them. Sometimes it's even agreement, it's beyond that. But some of us who realize that who is spreading corruption throughout the globe, we realize it, we don't like it, but we show softness. No, we're not supposed to show softness. وَآوِنِي فِيهِ بِرَحْمَتِكَ إِلَىٰ دَارِ الْقَرَارِ. O Allah, through your mercy, through your grace, آوِنِي, give me an abode إلى دار القرار, in the house that will be remaining and will be stable, referring to the hereafter, stability. You don't have the changes that you have here in this world. It's qarar there. Here, you don't know what's going to happen next and if you're going to be on the right path next or not. You have all these worries. And the hereafter, that is stability. Now, God forbid if one is in hellfire. But dar al-qarar, there, we want a ma'wa, somewhere that God gives us to dwell. Some place, a residence that He would give us with His kindness, a place to have there. In other words, we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter to give us a home in paradise. Give us a place in paradise, inshaAllah. Bi'ilahiyyatik. Bi'ilahiyyatik. Ilah means ma'bud. It means the one who is worshipped, the one who deserves worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only ilah. He's the only one that deserves to be worshipped, deserves to be obeyed, and no one else deserves to be obeyed. Him being the one that deserves obedience, His Highness that deserves this obedience and no other does, we're asking Him through that Highness that deserves obedience, وَبِإِلَهِيَّتِكْ يَا إِلَهَ الْعَالَمِينَ. You are the ilah of all people. You are the ilah of all creatures. You are the Lord of all creatures. That position that you have the power and the might to give us these, and we ask Him to grant all of us with the great requests that have been asked in this dua. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.